Hey, it's Andrew here, episode 13 of Short Poppy Syndrome. So today I went to the doctor, I got my cast off. The nurse took the cast off and then had to go get an x-ray. And then the doctor came in to speak to me and he said that my wrist is still not quite 100% the alignment. So I still got the cast on, put a new cast on for 2 more weeks, which is a bummer. It is a shorter cast though, and it's not too bad. But it's just disappointing because I thought that I'd be free of it, but oh well. 2 more weeks, I can do that. Yeah, but apart from that, today was a pretty good day. Nothing too exciting. Yesterday it was a snow day because of all the snow we got the day before, but actually it was a beautiful day yesterday, so I love those days when it's a snow day, but it's a nice day. Yeah, I just pretty much spent the day, I went over to my friend James' place and watched a few movies. I'm going to review a movie later on. What else did we... We went to see my friend Philippe. He works at Tim Hortons, so we walked to Tim's to bug him for a bit. And I actually used to work at Tim Hortons. It's not a bad gig. I liked it there. But the thing is, not a lot of guys work at Tim Hortons. Usually they only have the one token male there, and yeah, Philippe is the token male at the Tim Hortons he works at, so we give him a hard time about that. And after that, we went to Walmart, because James, he wanted to get a movie. He wanted to get that Wallace and Gromit, the Were-Rabbit movie, and I got a movie too, which I'm going to review in just a minute. Yeah, I'm just going to play a song now, and then I'll come back with my movie review. So the song is Burn Down the Parliament by The Herd.
Down a pub, we heat up a club, get a punter feeling hot like they used anger rub. When we do what we love, see the smoke above, with a hot-headed approach, turn and push to shove. Like a bushfire in scrub, we ambush the dub, set in a lighter rap book with a pencil stub. It's essential cuz, feel it heat your blood, we be blazing on the mic like Nimbus blazes bud. Singe the ears and keep it lit like gear, with no laws to fear, let it burn in here. Flush you out like a sniffing dog prowling near, cause it's arson dear, get the crowd to cheer. But the beat's got an edge like dropping off cliffs, it's a major risk, just like nature is. Leave us with no choice when you make it biz, throwing fire on your lukewarm liquid disc. Get these words in sight like Molotovs in flight, and set a panic in the public like a meteorite strike. Have you got a light? I got a bomb tonight, and I will set it off when I feel the mood is right. Firebugs delight as the fuel ignite, and turn a civilized affair into construction site. When our raps are tight, fire burning bright, we make the others look about as hot as Michael Stipe. Burn down a parliament, we burn down a flag. Burn down a liar like we burn out spag.
In a Dutch oven cooked in the smoke that was grabbed, so the fire flew fast and the flames in the red rag.
Burn down a parliament, we burn down a flag. Burn down a liar like we burn out spag.
In a Dutch oven cooked in the smoke that was grabbed, so the fire flew fast and the flames in the red rag.
It's a place to be like South Park Hill. Call your agency, better tell Marvel. But there's no place to sell with no vacancies. As the furnace starts to melt, I smell baked MCs. But it's pay-per-view, so just close your eyes while the conflagration spray paints the sky. It's not humid, but why do these fellas need fluids? Man, pass the joint, we're near boiling point.
Just a quiet show, now our inferno. Why I start to make you disappear like Cheryl Kerno. Hit a riot below, watch the fire grow. Out of control like a pushy when the tires blow. Let a word be known, let a flag be flown. We take the mic in heavy fire and make the stage our own. So the fakes go home, place is set to blow. Cause it's rhythm dynamite and a spark is the poem.
You don't need no torch, get the background scorched. The child will report, this is not just sport. Sport could never be bought in this circumstance. Unlike ghetto street clothes or urban dance. Turn up your clock radio to nightmare awakening. Crank the beat, enhance the destabling. The herd confuse the labeling. Just here to make you think we're near you. We're here to take it in.
fire flew fast and the flame in the red rag.
Burn down a parliament, we burn down a flag. Burn down a liar like we burn out bag.
And the Dutch oven cooked with the smoke that was grabbed. So the fire flew fast and the flame in the red rag.
Burn down a parliament, we burn down a flag. Burn down a liar like we burn out bag.
And the Dutch oven cooked with the smoke that was grabbed. So the fire flew fast and the flame in the red rag.
Burn down a parliament, we burn down a flag. Burn down a liar like we burn out bag.
And the Dutch oven cooked with the smoke that was grabbed. So the fire flew fast and the flame in the red rag.
Okay, good stuff. So first we watched Wallace and Gromit, which was a funny movie. I'd seen it before. James and I, we saw it when it first came out. James is English, by the way, so he loves that. He loves Wallace and Gromit, and I like it too, but he loved it even more than me. And he felt it necessary to explain some of the jokes to me. The only thing I'd say about Wallace and Gromit is that, like, it's been out for like a while now, and when it first came out it was awesome, it was hilarious, but like that animation, you see that on the internet just about every day. Somebody sends you a clip of that sort of thing, but it was a pretty funny movie, so I would recommend it. But now I've got the movie I bought, which was Waiting. A lot of people haven't even heard of this movie, and it's got an awesome cast. So here is who is in this movie. So you've got Ryan Reynolds, who was in Van Wilder, and he was in Just Friends, which was a good movie. So it's also got Anna Faris, who was in Scary Movie, and she was also in Just Friends. She was hilarious in that. It's got Justin Long, who was in Dodgeball. He was the skinny dude. It's got Caitlin Doubleday, I don't know who she is. It's got Andy Milonakis from the internet. Dane Cook, hilarious comedian. I've played a few clips of him on my show, my podcast. It's got Chi McBride from, he was from that show, the one about the high school. Oh, damn. He's the big black guy. And he's really funny in this movie. He plays kind of like Chef from South Park, that kind of character. He's even got like the beard, and he's pretty funny. It's got Louis Guzman, who's from, what was he in? He was in Anger Management. So it's got an amazing cast. There's a few other people in. Oh yeah, David Koechner. He, I don't know how to say his surname, but he was in Anchorman. He played Champ. So I pretty much just bought this movie just based on that cast, because I thought, how can you go wrong? Like, all these people have been in such great, funny movies. Okay, so the movie is about, a band of mischievous waiters, waitresses, and cooks just waiting to show guests how extraordinary the service at Shenanigans Restaurant can be. So yeah, it's set in like a family restaurant. And that is the plot. There is no real plot to this movie. It's just pretty much like a sitcom, a TV sitcom, like, because there are so many characters to this movie, that, and it's just little bits, like snippets from each character, but there's no real plot to the movie. So there were some funny parts, and there were some like hilarious characters. There's this one waitress, and she's like this crabby bitch. She's hilarious. So yeah, anyway, I don't really recommend this movie. I guess, okay, because I watched this with James, and he hated this movie. But I think if you watch it with some friends who can appreciate a stupid movie, then you might really get into it. I think I might watch it again this weekend and give it another try. Oh yeah, like there was one funny part where there's this kid, it's his birthday. So the head waiter, he comes out and says, I need 8 birthday singers. Come on, stat, let's go. So they come out and they start singing, I don't know what, I've been told someone here is getting old. And they're singing it really scary, and the kids freaking out, which reminds me of what happens every time we go out for my birthday, because my little brother, he thinks it's hilarious to tell the waitresses that it's my birthday. I hate it when they sing to you and everybody in the restaurant's looking at you. My little brother loves it. He'll stand up on his chair and he'll like jump up and down and cheer. He loves it. But when we go out for my birthday, I always say, okay, I definitely, absolutely, positively do not want them to sing happy birthdays for me. bet. I just dread it because I know that. Because my mum will say, oh, I'm just going to the bathroom halfway through dinner and I'll know what she's up to. So yeah, I guess if you want to rent waiting, go for it, but don't waste $20 on it. So after that, after watching those two movies, James, he got out some of his manga DVDs. He loves manga, and I don't mind it in small doses, but it's... I don't really understand it, so... Yeah, I ended up going home after 20 minutes of manga. Okay, so NAF stuff today. We've got three NAF things. We've got sour watermelons. I ate a bag of sour watermelons today. Probably the last thing I should be eating, but they were pretty good. TV show is Lost. I'm really into Lost at the moment. It's really confusing. So many twists. But if you don't watch Lost, I definitely recommend it. And yeah, don't get put off by the fact that it's confusing if you haven't seen it before, because even people who've watched every episode are really confused by it. And the third thing that's NAF is... I guess that's it for NAF. Queen Latifah. She's NAF as well. I saw her on TV today and she was funny, so I'm going to say Queen Latifah is NAF. So I usually play a song at the end of my show. And this time I played the song in the middle of the show because I have a comedy clip now. And it's hilarious, but it is a bit blue, a bit rude. Not too bad. But I thought if you don't want to listen to it, then it's easy enough to just put it at the end of the show. And it's Rob Schneider. Yes, the hilarious genius from behind the movie Deuce Bigelow. So here is some comedy by Rob Schneider. And yeah, thanks for listening. Cheers.
Whore! You get out here! You hear me? You get your whore ass out here! Whore! I don't need this today, whore! Do not defy me, whore! Show me your whore face, or you're really gonna be in for it! Alright, that's it, whore! I'm coming after you! I'm tired of your whore bullshit! Are you in the bedroom? Whore? No, not in the bedroom.
I bet the whore is in the guest room.
No whore. Maybe there's a whore under the guest bed? What? No whore again!
Well then, where the fuck is the whore?
Whore! You meet me in the living room! I'm not fucking around anymore, whore! I'm counting to three! One, two... Where the fuck are you? Bitch whore! That's it! Three!
Whore, whatever I did, I'm sorry. I take it all back, whore. Come on, whore. I'll take the swing dance class with you. I was in a bad mood when you asked. Now what?
Yes?
How you doing?
Fine, can I help you?
I have a FedEx here for Miss Karachi.
Oh, I don't think she's here right now.
All right, well, you want to sign for it?
Oh, definitely. What do I do?
What do you do? You write your name right here.
I'm not used to signing for stuff. The whore usually takes care of all that kind of bullshit.
I see, well...
I don't know where she is. You know, it's not like the whore just disappeared without leaving a note like that.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's no biggie. Hey, but if you do see the whore, you tell her to come home. She's gonna get what's coming to her.
Okay.
Hey, you have a good one, huh?
Yeah, you too.
Sure. Fucking FedEx. Who's mailing shit to the whore? That's what I wanna know. Goddamn whore getting overnight mail. I'm not gonna open it. I don't want the whore calling me a snoop or some shit, you know. Where are you? Whore!
Hi, babe.
Where the hell were you, whore? I was freaking out over here.
To the bank. I saw Carol and we had coffee.
Yo, what? Oh! is Carol?
She's okay. She's dealing with a lot of crap right now with the divorce.
That's the tough thing. You would never want to divorce me, right, Whore?
No. Would you stop calling me Whore? It was fun last night. Let's just keep it in the bedroom.
Yes, I mean, sorry about that, Tina. I got the FedEx for you. I signed for it and everything.
Oh, thanks. Just leave it over there. I'll open it later.
Definitely. You open it whenever you want. It's your FedEx.
Oh, one more thing. I forgot to pick up some diet soda for the girls. They're coming over later. Could you go to the store for me now?
No problem, Tina.
Thanks, sweetie. I'm gonna go take a shower.
Really? 'Cause maybe I could come and take a shower with you?
No. They're gonna be here soon.
All right.
Some other time, though, okay?
Next time's good. I'll go get the soda, Tina. I'll see you in a bit, huh?
Okay, bye. Don't take too long.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Look at that bird. Stupid bird, get your ass out of here.
Fucking whore bird, just shit on me. Goddamn whore bird, you'll get yours. Now I need a tissue. He fucking shit on me. He's the one that should get the tissue. Bitch!